Welcome in to day two, Broncos TV live from training camp. I'm Matt Boyer, joined by Phil Milani and Andrew Mason. And while the day one excitement might have worn off, it was Jordan Taylor delivering the day two excitement. Phil, I know you were on the field the moment that catch happened. Could you sense something had changed once Jordan made that incredible catch today? Well,
I was on the other side of the field, and all of a sudden you hear the crowd just sort of erupt with cheer. And you knew something big was happening. And then, of course, you see Jordan Taylor over there doing a summer assault, coming up with that one-handed catch. And Mace, where do you think that ranks in some of the most spectacular catches we've seen out on this field in training camp?
As far as a spectacular catch by an offensive player, I think that's the best one I've seen in all my years covering training camp. It was sensational. And yeah, Phil and most of the media were watching the other field. It was a 9-on-7 going on. There were about five of us sitting in the bleachers by this field that saw it as it happened. And my goodness, just tremendous body control, tremendous adjustment of the ball. And, you know, he said, hey, I just put my hand out there and got it. He's had good training camps now last year and then early on this year, but that just took him to another level.
Jordan Taylor, of course, will join us in segment two of this show today. He'll reenact that spectacular catch. But, Mace, I know that he was hidden on the practice squad last year, but of course most people know him because Peyton Manning brought him up when he was going through all of his rehab. But maybe now it's time for him to, if he keeps making catches like that, he'll be on the actual squad.
Well, yeah, and Peyton Manning actually brought him up as early as June of 2015 when he saw what he was doing as far as getting open downfield. And then the Broncos, they managed to get him to the practice squad, but when Peyton was rehabbing, he leaned heavily on Jordan Taylor, who was then on the practice squad, and Jeff Heirman, who was on injured reserve, to really help him through his workouts. And of course, Peyton bought Jordan Taylor a suit for the Super Bowl. Certainly, Peyton was very appreciative of the role Jordan played, and we'll see what he can do going forward, but looks like the Broncos have unearthed another gem.
And that was a big news that was out on the field today. Off the field, though, at least on the sidelines, DeMarcus Ware addressed some of his back issues last night.
Yeah, and today, again, Ware was on the sidelines. And one of the things that DeMarcus talked about was, although he's been limited physically throughout, you know, OTAs and the mini camps and things of that nature early on in May and June, now, and during training camp, he said that really the physical aspect of his game is not going to be questioned once he gets healthy. He just needs to get rest. And one thing that will certainly not be questioned, and this is what he brought up, was the fact that his leadership role, that will be unchanged no matter what this training camp.
I think what's important is when you lead through, you know, locker room activity, when you lead in the meeting rooms, and, you know, having the times to where sometimes sitting on the sideline is a good thing, to where you can critique the guys and not just be out there playing. But, you know, playing football is, you know, about the blood, sweat, and tears and getting out there and doing it. But they know that I've done it for a long time, and they know once I get out there and put the pads on, I make some noise.
Newton will be hit from behind, and down he goes. And there's DeMarcus Ware with a big sack.
I will never say anybody would be 90, I would say 100%. But, you know, by the season, I'll be around about 94%. I'll be around there somewhere.
As you heard him there, all DeMarcus Ware needs is 94%. Doesn't need 94%. To go the full 100. But Mace, getting back to Ware, what have you seen from him as far as just being emotionally ready, a leader on the sidelines as we head into this training camp, and how much do the Broncos need that?
Well, he's been very involved, and that's what you expect from someone who's been a team captain the last two seasons. They're going to need that leadership going forward. And, you know, you've got Von Miller. Of course, they're going to ask more of him from a leadership perspective, given his big contract and what he's established here. But DeMarcus Ware is still kind of the conscience of that side of the locker room. He's a huge piece of that. And, you know, he can offer advice from the sideline, but it's helpful if he's on the field for a bit. But that being said, he had back trouble last year. He missed five full games, parts of two others, and he's had the back problems throughout the offseason. So they're going to have to be very careful to make sure he can make it through the season. He's going to probably see work in the highest leverage situations. He'll be out there when it matters, they hope, and certainly he hopes so. The other thing, 94% that he talked about yesterday, then he also said he played the playoffs at 70%, and My goodness, 3.5 sacks and double-digit quarterback hits at 70% against Roethlisberger, Brady, and Cam Newton. Says a lot about his skill set.
Yeah, a guy like DeMarcus Ware, 70%, he's good. Also good where he doesn't need a whole training camp to get his body right for the regular season. Won't be every down kind of player either. So his conditioning shouldn't be an issue. And at this point in his career, he doesn't need all of that. And plus, him not being out there gives a little bit more reps to Shane Ray, Shaq Barrett, guys like that.
I think that's going to be important for Shane Ray and Shaq Barrett to take advantage of these reps as we head into this preseason. You know, last year, Shane Ray talked about, you know, just the end of the season, the end of the year kind of came at him a little quick just because of that rookie hangover a little bit, just that end of the year type of situation. But also Shaq Barrett, this is a time of year where Shaq Barrett really made his presence known early on in that preseason and then the beginning of the year. And then he kind of trailed off a little bit, and that was probably due a little bit more to the fact that Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware came on so strong at the end of last year. But both of those guys have shown they can do it in spurts. I think this year is going to be important for them to put it all together.
Moving to the other side of the ball, let's talk about more about that wide receiver position. A guy like Emmanuel Sanders coming into camp, he wants people to recognize his abilities a little bit more. He had a pretty good year last year, but he's looking to improve upon that this year.
Yeah, second consecutive 1,000-yard season with the Broncos for Emmanuel Sanders. And, of course, now you've got the questions over who's going to be the quarterback this coming year, but doesn't seem to be affecting him. He's talked about how, you know, he can catch passes from all three quarterbacks. He's had a good couple of days, certainly running good routes. The timing's there. Everything looks pretty crisp with him. And away from the field, of course, hoping for a contract extension that he's talked about in recent weeks.
Yeah, he's certainly come into camp. Looks like he's in great shape. Maybe this is the year that people will stop sleeping on Emmanuel Sanders.
I'm focused on this year and trying to get better, trying to make it to the Pro Bowl, trying to increase my production, trying to get better in the top 100, trying to continuously prove that, you know, I'm one of the top receivers in the league. You know, every year you're as good as you were the last year. We can go out and we can lay an egg, and at the end of the day, people are not going to care about if you won the championship 2 years ago. All they care about is your last play, your last down, your last game.
One of the groups certainly not sleeping on Emmanuel Sanders are the fans on that hill behind us. Whenever Emmanuel even gets close to the sidelines, you hear huge, huge cheers, and it's good to see him back out there.